In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody, as we get started into the week before Christmas week. So, yes, we have this week, and then next week, it's Christmas on Friday. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. We got a great week in store for you. Lots in store for you today. But before we get to anything today, Jared Stepman will join us at 3:30. But before that, the impossible question of the day. This tends to happen more on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. You can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So here's some ideas. Buying groceries, being late for work, getting takeout, laundry, you get the idea. This tends to happen more on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. And I absolutely haven't the foggiest idea what this is, because none of these hints help me at all, because all of what's on here, first, I'm not late for work ever. Charlie knows that. Get takeout? I don't think that kind of just happens anytime. Maybe it is some sort of food-related item, Charlie. I don't know, though. Oh, Charlie says get gas. Ooh, that's not bad. Yeah, 'cause you had the weekend, you did all your stuff, you ran around, whatever. You didn't probably get it on Monday, so you go and get it Tuesday. Ooh, good one, Charlie. Charlie says get gas. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I don't have the foggiest idea. Charlie's been pretty on target the last week with the questions of the day, though, so he may very well be on target with his answer today. All right, I hope all of you had a great weekend. Speaking of the weekend, got a little snow over the weekend, and it's not done. We're supposed to get a little bit more snow tonight, potentially, depending upon what part of the city you're in. You could see anywhere from a half inch, 1 inch, up to maybe 3 inches. We'll see. You never know. It's Colorado. Something interesting. I think actually Cassie George sent me this today. And leave it to somebody like Seattle to do this. They are considering a poverty defense. So if you're caught doing something you shouldn't be, there quite frankly now could be a, if the city council passes this, there could be a poverty defense. The Seattle City Council is considering changing the criminal code so that the criminal who has committed trespassing, theft, or even simple assault could be exempt from prosecution if they could prove that their survival depended upon their criminal acts. So let me get this straight. If you're down on your luck, let's say, which happens to people, I've been there, rather than do everything you possibly can to find better luck, or in other words, work yourself out of that position you happen to find yourself in, it's okay just to steal, pillage, and assault those around you because you find yourself in that position. How does this poverty clause, if you would, or poverty defense, encourage anyone to get out of the situation they're in? Jared Stepman's not going to join us till 3:30. We can take some calls on this, 303-477-5600. Let's get things started off. Why in the world would any city, any government organization ever excuse someone's behavior that's illegal, the taking of someone else's property, by the way, in this case, stealing, or assaulting, injuring somebody else, how would that be a pass all because you find yourself down on your luck? I mean, maybe you're down on your luck because of your own doing. Maybe if it is the answer for the question of the day that you're late on Tuesdays to work and you do that repetitively every Tuesday, maybe you're not going to have a job any longer. And just as a side note, if you do that at every job, you're probably not going to have a job. So maybe you're down on your luck because it's your own fault. So now you get a pass for being a criminal in Seattle? These people have lost their ever-loving mind. That's what happens, though, when you're a liberal. You don't have a mind in the first place, and I mean that sincerely. You literally do not think clearly when you're a liberal. Somebody has called in many, many times, Bill, actually, many, many times in the past and said, being liberal is a mental disease. Yes, this is a case in point. It is literally a mental disease. Let's just give everyone a pass that finds themselves down on their luck, and that's okay. We'll come back, talk about this more. Don't go anywhere. Our number here, 303-477-5600. Let's do this, though. Pure 4 Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And my new Corvette C8 is actually out at Pure 4 Chevrolet in the Corvette showroom. You're more than welcome to go take a peek at it. Check it out. And also look at any other vehicle that you'd like at Purifoy. Some of you that have businesses, you may very well be looking at a tax deduction, and you could do that with Section 179 depreciation. You should know all about that. If you don't, ask me. I'll explain it. But the reality is some of you may qualify for that, and Purifoy Chevrolet would be the place to go to actually exercise that and get that accelerated depreciation on this year's taxes. We don't know what 2021 holds. If you need that now, I would say go do that. Find Purifoy Chevrolet online at purifoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor. But once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, would love to help you with your financial future, how you get there, how you stay there, what all is involved in that. He can explain. He's a financial advisor. Give Al a call today at 303-744-1128. Or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money. Now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, if you're trying to find that gift for somebody and you just don't know what to get, and this happens a lot more with dads than it does moms, by the way, get them some meat, get them some fish. Some chicken, some beef, some bison, some pork, you name it. It's all at Barber's Foods, and they have some great gift packs right now online with some great deals to go along with it and free shipping as well. Go to barbersfoods.com. That's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com. And again, folks, I will tell you, I had some more of their meat over the weekend. It is the best you'll ever eat and I'm not exaggerating. Find them at Barbers, that's an S again, barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
But ultimately, it comes down to one thing, and the president said it best, real simple. If you don't vote, if Loeffler and Perdue don't win, socialism and communism will win. It's inconceivable to me that people wouldn't want to move heaven and earth to help get Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in the Senate.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. And I closed out that first segment, opening segment, with the Seattle Poverty, I call it the Poverty Defense Club. Folks, I've never heard of anything so idiotic in my entire life. We are literally in this country, day by day, eroding the rule of law to the point where I'm afraid we're going to live in total anarchy before it's all said and done. The guy that's the strongest wins at the end of the day, which is not what we want. The old Mad Max movies, we don't want that, folks. But that's literally the direction that the left is now taking us. And the reason I say it that way, because I still think we're a country, and I could be wrong, but I still think we're a country whereby there is at least half, if not over half, of the population that will not put up with a socialist America. And as it tends to go that direction, and that's what the left would love it to go to. That's what they want. They want total communism, actually, I believe. And as it heads that direction, there will be enough resistance against that. You're already starting to see that now, that the result will be not communism or socialism, but anarchy, which is not what we want. That's my prediction. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope some things change to where we don't head that direction, but I'm afraid that if we end up with some executive orders out of Joe Biden, and they are not the types of things that half of America doesn't want, then I could easily see that happening. And for those of you that are on the left, by the way, there weren't any executive orders that Trump did that you all on the left, frankly, couldn't live with. And I mean that sincerely. There wasn't anything, including closing our borders all the way back in February, which he got criticized and chastised as being a racist for doing. I don't see that he did anything that really affected any one of you. I asked that question not that long ago, that, you know, all this healing and these things that need to happen now with a Joe Biden presidency, I've continued to ask people, where is this healing? Where is the damage that was done to the left that you all need to be healed? Are you all that big of pansies that you need healed from a Trump presidency? How ridiculous. And if that's what you're standing on, and that's your principles, is that you're that offended, that you need healing, I'm sorry, folks. We're in bad shape as a country if that's the case. Now, I'll also throw some things against the right now. There is so much, in my opinion, this is an opinion-driven show, by the way. I have no facts to back any of what I'm saying in the next statement up. But there are so many things flying around on the conservative front in regards to what's going to happen next. How's Trump going to win? Will he win? You know, what's happening in different parts of the country with, you know, Chinese bunkers being bombed, and on we go, that folks, it's ridiculous on the right. It's as ridiculous on the right as it's on the left. I'm almost getting to the point where I'm beginning to wonder, those of you that are on the right, what will you not believe? Because everything I'm starting to see and read, you guys will believe anything. And just as a side note, as a talk show host, I'm not believing any of it. I've got enough Missouri blood. My mom's from Missouri. I have enough Missouri blood in me where I'm still a show me guy. I don't just buy something that's been put out on the internet at face value and say, yep, that's the ticket. No, folks. Sorry. Again, there is some stuff floating around the internet about up in Maine, a earthquake that wasn't really an earthquake. So there was a 3.0 recorded earthquake in Maine that supposedly now is not an earthquake. It was a Chinese bunker that we blew up. It was some sort of a big, huge bunker bomb that, you know, caused the earthquake. And supposedly the Chinese shot down an F-16 airplane. Now, let me tell you what, folks. Let me tell you what. If Mayor Hancock can't leave Denver without the entire world knowing about it, and other leaders, by the way, doing the same, how in the world do you think an F-16 got shot down up in Maine that the Chinese shot down and that we blew up some Chinese bunker and no one knows about it other than those that are on the quote-unquote inside? Folks, come on. You've got to be smarter than to believe some of the stuff that's out there running around on the internet that's being force-fed to conservatives. They are making us out to be the laughing stock of the world in some of the things that we're believing in the right. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you can't prove it, don't publish it. Don't repeat it, and don't put it on your dadgum Facebook page. And I mean that sincerely. You make all of us look like morons when you do stuff like that. I'd love to get somebody's comment on this, and please tell me if I'm wrong. 303-477-5600. If I'm wrong, somebody please tell me, but the stuff that we, you know, supposedly believe in on the right, and by the way, I don't believe in that story I just told you all. I don't. There's so much garbage that's floating around out there from our side and the other side both, it's hard to decipher anymore what to believe, even as a conservative. So, folks, garner a little more Missouri blood and get a little more show me to you, because if you can't see it and you don't know it to be true, quit talking about it. And I cannot stress that enough. I mean, my son and I earlier today were, you know, Richard and I, we'll talk to him at 4:30, but we were laughing about some of this stuff. I mean, are we just that gullible that we'll believe anything? And believe me, folks, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of junk when it comes to, you know, coronavirus and the lockdowns and the things that we've been forced to do. I get it. I get that. I understand. I saw, you know, Governor Polis today opening up the first vaccines to arrive in Colorado, you know, acting like he was the guy that made this stuff. He's the first guy to criticize Trump and the Trump administration, yet he's going to take the glory for the first shipment coming to Colorado and be in the photo op opening it. What a putz. Yeah, I'll say that again. What a putz. He had nothing to do with that virus whatsoever. And probably had nothing to do with it being here in Colorado. It just showed up, because that's how it's going to work anyways. It wouldn't have mattered if he was governor or if I was governor. It would have showed up regardless. But he's sure going to take the photo op opportunity. You guys on the left, if he's your poster child for decency and integrity, you got a long way to go. That's all I'm going to say. What an absolute moron. In other coronavirus news, there was an article that I read out of The Atlantic, which, by the way, not a right-leaning organization by any stretch of the imagination. The real reason Americans aren't quarantining. And I read enough of it to where I almost had to throw up, because they used Hawaii as an example of what happens if you don't quarantine properly and all of the arrests that were made in Hawaii and all the different things that happened there. And as I read through the article, I'm thinking the reason why Americans aren't quarantining is because, number one, we don't have to. Number two, it's not necessary. And number three, we love our freedom. And please don't come after me with, well, if you valued other people's lives, you'd do the same. Hogwash. Hogwash. Not true. I'll just leave it at that. The real reason Americans aren't quarantining, despite what The Atlantic will tell you, they're telling you that the reason nobody quarantines is because nobody other than Hawaii enforces it. Yeah, because it's unenforceable in most cases. I'm not even sure in Hawaii, they've made some arrests for some, you know, tourists that have gone there and have left their hotel room and done the things that they're not supposed to do. No one's gone to jail yet in Hawaii. Some, I'm guessing, have been ticketed and fined. It'll be interesting to see if, in fact, they can even fine them and if it'll hold up. If I was one of those tourists that had gotten a ticket and been fined, I'd go get a really good, solid attorney and fight them for all it's worth. Because I don't think they really have the ability to do so. And I guarantee you some good, solid constitutional attorney could go to bat for you and beat them on that all day long. That's the reason, Mr. and Mrs. Atlantic, that folks in the United States of America aren't quarantining. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's not being enforced. It has all the facts to do with we don't want to. And Americans don't want to. And they won't be forced to. That's really the bottom line and what it comes down to. All right, Jarrett Stepman should be joining us here in just a few minutes. American National Insurance is next. And for all of your insurance needs, and I really do mean this, give my insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, a call. He would love to help you out. He'll sit down with you, go over your existing policy, see how it fits. Do you have the right coverage? Do you not have the right coverage? Give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass. Had the guys from Novus on with me on Drive Radio on Saturday. Always learn things when I'm with Novus. One of the things that I learned, which we should actually make a commercial about this, is they are the type of auto glass company whereby when they replace a windshield, they not only record the time, the day, the temperature that it was actually installed at, but the actual sealant that they used, of course, the DOT number on the glass gets written down. In other words, they record everything because they understand the structural integrity of your windshield and what it means to your vehicle and its safety. That's what they do at Novus. They do care about you and your safety. If you need your windshield replaced, that's the place to go. We've got locations up and down our entire listening audience. It's spelled N-O-V-U-S. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate, and as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information, and each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Michael Bailey Law. He is our mobile estate planner, which means he'll meet you anywhere you want. In fact, a lot of what Michael does, you can do over the phone. It's really not that difficult. Just let him know what you need, and he'll do the rest. He'll ask all the right questions to make that happen. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
I am the ghost of Legal Future. No one wants to think about me, but I'm really not such a bad guy. I only need to ask you a few questions about your final wishes so that KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, can protect your kids from making tough decisions. Stop ignoring me for an hour or two, and I promise to leave all of you alone. Otherwise, I may end up haunting your kids after all. Get rid of me for good at klzradio.com/estate so the future doesn't scare you.
In 2018, the voters of Colorado overwhelmingly said that we value reliable, efficient, affordable, and responsible energy, which empowers us to live healthy and prosperous lives. Recently, under the radar, new rules in Colorado undermine our voices. Tuesday, Bob Boswell, CEO of Laramie Energy, explains how these rules affect you. Chris Cantwell will be in studio to update us on the latest regarding small business. And Annie McKean with Liberty Lives Forever helps us remember Bill of Rights Day. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Charlie Grimes, and Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal and Heritage. Both, Jarrett, welcome. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing pretty well.
Good. You have a good weekend, I hope?
I definitely did, although the weather's kind of turning here on the East Coast and getting a little cold.
Here,
chilly,
too.
Here, too.
Yeah, well, I hear you. All right, so it looks like, unless there's some sort of miracle that I don't know about, Jarrett, I see Joe Biden as being president of the United States in January, unless something, you know, barring something I've never seen before happening, I think he's the president. And on the same token, he's got some things that he's going to try to do that we're going to talk about today that, frankly, is going to screw everything up.
Yeah, one thing I'm particularly worried about, I think it's going to be a first-order agenda for Biden administration, is a massive student loan bailout. This is something that's been proposed by Senate Democrats, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, pushed last year, that essentially allowing up to $50,000 of loan forgiveness through executive order through the Higher Education Act. This is something they were pushing the Trump administration on. Undoubtedly now they'll have even more influence with a Biden administration. And this would effectively amount to over $1 trillion bailout, more like $1.5 trillion,
wow,
which is a staggering amount of money. Not to mention, I mean, obviously there's the extreme cost to the American taxpayer, but of course it does nothing to solve the issues that we have with the student loans.
No, in fact, Jared, I'm going to stop you for 1 second. I think if that happens, to your point a moment ago, not only does it not stop the current problem we have with the cost of education, it will actually exacerbate it. It will make it worse.
Well, it is. Part of the reason why we've had such a mushrooming of expense of education, higher education, last really half century, is the amount of federal meddling in this area.
That's right.
The federal government has
That's
had
right.
a huge amount of impact in higher education for really multiple generations now. And what we have now is an incredible bubble that's been created where you have a lot of higher education, of course, a lot of loans that are given out probably that should not have been, that has exploded the cost of education. I mean, the cost for students has gone way up.
Let's stop for another second,
ago.
Jared. I want to interject here real quick. I want to stop for just 1 second because you just brought up something that I think is very comparable to what happened in the housing market in 2008. We were giving loans to people that, A, couldn't afford it, B, in a lot of cases, you know, barely fogged the mirror, if you would. In other words, we were giving money to people that shouldn't have gotten it in the first place, and then we wondered why the housing market collapsed in 08. Yet we're doing the same thing with student loans.
That's exactly right. And so we're going to end up bailing out a lot of people who took on these loans who didn't ultimately pursue a career path that could allow them to pay it back in the long run, and also bailing out a lot of people who are doing quite well, even in the time of coronavirus and lockdowns. I mean, I think a lot of studies show that those with higher degrees and grad degrees are generally doing better in the lockdowns. I mean, a lot of white-collar jobs have essentially been saved during this time. A lot of blue-collar jobs have been lost and crushed.
Well, and let's talk the medical community. You know, Jarrett, the medical and legal community, of course, those guys have done very well right now, and a lot of those folks have student debt.
Absolutely, and these are the kind of people who will get ultimately a bailout that other people won't get. Essentially, that you know, all those who receive this are essentially getting this on the backs of American taxpayers across the board. And I think that is an incredible thing, especially when you consider the amount of cost that we've accrued in our society in the last year with the lockdowns, with the coronavirus, and there will be more, and economic dysfunction that's gone in its wake. I mean, essentially we're saying that those are the people who need to be first in line to get a handout from the government. It doesn't make sense economically. I think there's a massive moral hazard. And
agree.
As I said before, it doesn't ultimately solve the problem, which is where we've gotten ourselves into right now, which is we have enormous amount of student debt in this country not being paid back. We have these federal loans that continue to be given away, and there's really no mention or effort to try to contain that. It's simply, let's bail it all out, let's throw money at it, and then just wait until the next bailout comes along. And this is a massive amount of money that we're throwing
That's
at
right.
this.
In fact, Jarrett, what we're really going to do, in essence, is devalue higher education by doing this.
We will, and we already have. I think that's been a large part of the problem here. And I think that in many cases, higher education has been watered down in this country. I think there was an ethos, hey, we'll just send everybody to college and things will work out. Well, that didn't work out. People pursued a lot of degrees that didn't exactly line up with a profession, a career that would allow them to pay it back. We do have a lot of young people, I think, probably shouldn't have taken on those loans to begin with.
Agree.
They were told by authorities, by media and everybody, oh, go get a college or go do it. And maybe that wasn't the right path. And I think it's led to a lot of bad things. And I think that ethos needs to change. I think by throwing essentially a massive bailout out there isn't going to change that. And I think it's actually going to make the problem in some ways a lot worse. It's one that won't be corrected.
Agreed. Answer me a question, Jarrett, and I was thinking about this through the weekend and talking to some different folks on my other show on Saturdays when it comes to the trades, and I feel like we have just not done trades very well in this country for a very long time. Question I have for you, do you feel like maybe part of the reason we don't do trades as well as we should is because in other countries, you know, trades are kind of, and make sure I explain this correctly, but there's certain countries where, in other words, if you grew up in a plumber family, you're going to be a plumber. If you grew up as an electrician, you're going to be an electrician. And I know in a lot of countries, there's really no choice in the manner as to what you're going to go do as a career path, because if that's the family you grew up in, that's just what you do. So do you think that, you know, that fact that happens in other countries has minimized the trades in our country, or did we just blow it because we blew it?
I think there's a little bit of that. I think we blew it because we blew it, too, especially with the emphasis that, you know, especially we push for a lot of young people. They say, you know, hey, if you want to be successful in life, you have to go get a four-year degree from a four-year university. That is the path to success. And that's just simply not true. In fact,
no, it's not.
In normal times, a lot of blue-collar jobs pay a whole lot better than those you get with a college degree. And, of course, the degree you get is highly important as well. I think this idea that just simply go getting a bachelor's degree or master's degree will end up with success, I think is just wrong. I think it's left a lot of Americans holding now a huge amount of debt that they should have never brought on, where they could have actually acquired skills in other areas that could have really helped them and could have gotten them a job immediately out of high school, or even something where they do go and get a two-year degree. They could have had something very productive
right.
instead of wasting years trying to get that four-year degree and ending up with nothing for it.
I think the other thing that it's done, and again, tell me if I'm wrong, Jarrett, but what I saw, and I said this back, I can go back and find the podcast where I talked about it, where after the initial coronavirus shutdown, I really felt like we were a country where everybody just sort of took a, you know, 14 to 30 day vacation. And I just talked about how soft as a country we were becoming. And I will tell you, Jared, in my opinion, I feel like part of the reason why we have gotten soft is because of the very topic that we're talking about. These, you know, a lot of folks have gone to college. They have high expectations as to what they're going to make as soon as they come out of college, even though those are the wrong expectations. And I just feel like as a country, because we've put less emphasis on trades, more on college degrees, we've become soft.
We've become soft, and I think to a certain extent, we've lessened the value in professions outside of those white-collar fields. I think there's a more common attitude these days to kind of sneer at people who did not pursue four-year college degrees. And
agree.
You can see that with the kind of elite class in this country, and I think that is, I think, a huge distinction of Americans in an earlier time where we said, you know, if you're an American, you pursue a career, you make something of yourself where you work with your hands or you're in an office, those could both be extremely valuable things.
Yep.
I think that's changing in this country, and I think that's really unfortunate. I think that's creating the kind of crisis in a lot of the populism of today. I think it stems from that.
And, you know, Jared, I can tell you right now, I'm a victim of what you just talked about a moment ago. I don't know if I've ever shared this story on air before, but the house that I own now, there was another house I was actually looking at the same time, which, by the way, was about $100,000 less in value than the house I ended up buying. And I'm not going to tell everybody the amount of money that I actually paid for my house. But let's just say, Jarrett, it's in the realm where the majority of people in the country, not just here, but in the country, can't afford that type of house. I've been fortunate enough to own a house since I was 22 here in Colorado. I've been able to have all that appreciation over the years. I was very smart in what I did to you know, move along the line of having the right house at the right time and buying and selling. Needless to say, I don't have a college degree, and frankly, I don't have this stellar resume, Jarrett, of what I do. I mean, I own a company where we do property maintenance. There's nothing flashy about it. We're basically outdoor janitors. So there was a particular home, and I wanted to put a contract on the home. The real estate agent would not accept my contract, and I know darn good and well it's because of what I do for a living. Even though I went and paid more money for the next house, they would not take my offer because of what I do for a living.
Wow, I mean that's part of the problem here. It really is, and I think that attitude is absolutely out there. And the fact is, especially when you consider a lot of the failures of the last 20 years, a lot of it has come from our elite political class, many of which is college educated. And I think a lot of regular people who didn't necessarily pursue a college degree have made something for themselves, have produced things, the things that this country needs, has made America great and successful. Those people aren't being squeezed, especially right now where a lot of their jobs, especially if you're a business owner or a restaurant owner and you work in some of these kind of fields, is really getting killed by the politics of the day, which savors, I think, these kind of elite technocrats, the politicians class, the white-collar class. And I think that, again, it leads into the student loan bailout, which, again, is there to protect that class.
Yes,
at
agree.
The expense of everyone else.
Yeah, unfortunately, the student loan bailout is going to end up protecting those that were, quote-unquote, trying to actually save, because the reality, Jared, is those that we're trying to save probably don't even have the student loan debt we're talking about in the first place, because they didn't go. They took on a different job, and they're at a whole different place today than their counterpart that went to college.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're essentially rewarding people for not paying their debts.
Yep.
I mean, that's something that is kind of a primary lesson that I think most Americans at least should learn at a young age. We're sending the signal, you shouldn't be on the hook for that. You shouldn't have to pay your debts.
Well said.
And somebody else should. And it's un-American.
It is un-American. Jarrett, great, great topic, by the way. We need to keep hitting that hard. Not that you and I will be able to stop that from happening. But, if there's enough of us out there talking about it, maybe there's a way we could at least maybe slow this down. I don't know exactly how that works. But, you and I will be talking about it, I'm sure, in the future. But good stuff, Jarrett. I really appreciate you joining us, as always. Daily Signal, Heritage, good stuff, Jarrett.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it very much. And he is spot on, by the way. Bailing out anyone on student debt does nothing to really help out the people that they think they're trying to help. All it really does is help out the elite at the end of the day. I want to talk about something for just a few minutes here, and I'll try to come back to this a little bit later in the program, but something I did want to talk about. And I'm not even going to ask forgiveness for this, because it's just what I mean. It's coming from my heart. And I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. I'm sure I will, but I'm not trying to. But I am so sick and tired of going places, I was at the grocery store yesterday. There's an entire stand set up. They were selling, I can't remember now what they were even selling. But a percentage of the proceeds, I think it was wine, a percentage of the proceeds from this particular wine that was being sold goes to help the quote-unquote frontline worker during COVID. Now, do I appreciate all the folks that are making sure that we're healthy and do the things we do and all that? Yes, of course I am. But I'm so sick and tired of calling healthcare workers frontline workers, I could throw up in my mouth. And I really mean that. Those of you that are in that world, you signed up for that. Okay? You signed up for it. Do I appreciate it? Yes, I do. Just like I appreciate policemen, just like I appreciate firemen, just like I appreciate those that go into the military. Each and every one of those, I really appreciate. But guess what? There's not a draft for hospital workers. Nobody forced you to do that. No one forced you to be a doctor, a nurse, an emergency worker, a paramedic. I can go down the list, folks. And I do not put somebody working in a hospital right now around COVID in the same world I would put somebody on the front line in Afghanistan or back in Kuwait or World War II, or I can go down the list. Folks, it's not the same. And we are doing a huge injustice to those that have laid their lives on the lines for us, militarily speaking, when we talk about hospital workers being frontline workers. It's not one and the same. And whoever thought of that is a moron. I, for one, will not use that term because they're not. And I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of Polis and everybody else talking about it. Am I thankful for every worker that's out there? Absolutely. Just like I'm happy for the guy that works behind the checkout stand at, you know, King Supers or anywhere else. And by the way, I don't consider them frontline workers either. Anybody that has a job right now is working. Thank you. I guess everybody that's working is on the front line. Again, though, we're not. Because this thing isn't as deadly as they're saying it is. So how in the world could you be on the front line of something that's not that deadly? When we've got a 0.1% chance of survival, even for those that are at the most risk. If you're age 65 or below, there's relatively no risk of dying from COVID. So how is that front line? You're a 30-year-old worker at King Supers or even in the hospital. How are you on the front line? You're just doing your job, which you're paid to do. Shut up and do it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Ascent Health Center's coming up next. And at Ascent, they'll help you feel better. Ultimately, whether you're feeling tired, run down, drug out, whatever it happens to be, Julie's got a fix for you in many different ways, including your immune system. If you want to really get that boosted up, talk to her about that as well. Go to AscentHealthCenter.com or call 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Hey, if you've been involved in an accident, and I hope you haven't been, but we had snow this weekend and, you know, it's got more coming tonight. If you've been in a fender bender accident of any kind, even a big one, we've got a place that can fix your car. And I keep saying this all the time, and I mean this, please don't let them tow your vehicle any place other than a good shop. Tell them, I need to go to a good shop. There's three locations to serve you. There's two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Doesn't matter which one of those it goes to. Just get it towed there, and they'll handle it from there. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. We've got Mike from Extreme Auto Repair joining us now. Mike, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, John. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Have a good weekend, I assume?
Oh, yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, the snow's not bad. I'll take it. We need it, and I'll take it. So nothing wrong with that.
We do.
And I know it helps you guys out as well. Talk about, though, at Extreme Auto Repair, I know you guys have a membership program, cards and so on. Talk about that for a moment, if you would.
So what it all has, it's a punch card that has 6 free oil changes up to 5 quarts, 3 punches for 15% off any repairs. It's got free washer fluid top-offs, tire repairs, check your air pressures, free battery tests. We'll scan your car if you have a check engine light on. The semi-synthetic one is $199.95, and then we have a full synthetic one for $249.95.
So $199.95, and what's the other one again?
$249.95.
Okay, perfect. And I assume folks can buy those ahead of time, use them as Christmas gifts, even if they so desire?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We had a lady come buy like 3 of them the other day.
It's a great Christmas gift for those of you that are listening, by the way. I mean, if you're that hard to find person to buy for, Mike, I mean, yeah, that would be an awesome gift. So, yeah, those of you that are listening, that'd be a great deal. And again, folks, these are things that, and Mike, you know this, these are things that you're going to utilize on a pretty routine basis anyways if you're properly maintaining your vehicle.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also a good way to, if you have a teenager that's starting to drive, it's a good gift to start training him on how to take care of his vehicle.
Oh, very well said. All right, let's talk about tires as well, because that's one of those things, too, that sort of goes along with what you just talked about a moment ago. Right now, and I just, this weekend, prime a reminder, Mike, that you've got to have good tires. You know, even in our world, an inch or less of snow, as long as the roads are slick, having good tires, I don't know that I can encourage folks enough that tires that have 50% tread or more work far better than those with 50% tread or less.
You are correct, for sure. I mean, and we have been selling a bunch of tires lately. We actually just finished up a rebate thing last week. But, I mean, we've got great road hazards with tire purchases. Again, you get free rotates and flat repairs when you buy a set of tires with us. We've definitely been selling tires, though, for sure.
I can imagine. Now, when folks go to buy tires, do they need to, call ahead, let you know what's going on? Do they need to pick a tire out? Do you help them with that? How does that work?
If they want to call ahead and give us a tire size and kind of vehicle they have, then it kind of gives us an idea of what kind of style they're looking for, whether it be more of an all-season or an all-terrain or, highway tire. They have plenty of options for sure.
Okay, perfect. And is there any rebates or deals right now other than your normal deal that you guys do on Cooper tires, which you should talk about as well? But is there any other deals on top of that?
No. Since we are a Cooper tire dealer, we do sell our tires at cost.
Okay, so Cooper tires at cost. Folks, just as we mentioned a moment ago, if you need tires, just call ahead of time. And by the way, folks, I'm one of these that believes if you've got less than 50% tread, I still would put new tires on for the rest of winter, which folks forget, Mike. Winter here runs all the way into like the middle of April. So the reality is we got plenty of time left to go ahead and run a new set. And then I'm also a fan where if you've got 50% or less tread on your current tires, but you want to run those through the summer, you guys could take those off, bag them up for them, let them store them, and then just swap them around as we get back into springtime again.
Absolutely. Yes, we can.
Piece of cake. And now I also know that on top of that, you guys will take care of front-end work, alignments, things like that, which I assume you guys are all doing when you do tires anyways as far as the inspection of.
Yeah, we always recommend, or you'll definitely try to sell an alignment when you buy a new set of tires just to protect your investment.
Yes, and by the way, folks listening, it does help that out a lot. Now, let's talk about free pickup and delivery. We're still shut down for the most part in Colorado, a whole nother topic that I won't get into with you, Mike, but, you know, we're shut down with COVID. Whether we like it or not, that's the way it is. And there's a lot of folks out that are still very skeptical, I should say, of going into places and you know, the retail environment and so on. How are you handling those folks that may not want to have that contact?
I mean, if they want a contactless pickup delivery, we're definitely more than welcome to help them out with that. We have all of our, cleaners and disinfectants and masks and gloves. And we can definitely schedule with the customer, even if they don't even want to see us, you know, tell us where to put your keys, where the car's parked, we'll come pick it up.
Okay. So in other words, if you guys that are listening want to do something, even for convenience sake, not necessarily just for COVID, but convenience sake, I, for one, yeah. Mike, am one of those where if I could do all of that and honestly not have to, you know, have a face-to-face at times with me, it just speeds everything up in the process and just makes that transaction that much smoother. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys, Mike, where folks want to make an appointment or, you know, find you online? What do they need to do?
Just call 303-841-1071 and ask for myself or Dave, and we will be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, and folks, if you forget any of that, you can always find them at klzradio.com. Mike, I do appreciate it. Thanks so much for your support. Merry, Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody at Extreme Auto Repair. Known you guys for a very, very long time and really appreciate all that you do. And just want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and just a big thank you on behalf of me and KLZ, Rush to Reason, for all of what you guys do.
No, and we greatly appreciate everything from you, John, and you know, you and your family. Hopefully you guys have a very happy holiday as well.
We will do the same. Mike, take care, sir. We appreciate it very much.
Anytime, sir. Take care.
All right, you bet. Take care, sir. All right, guys, again, Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com. You can call them directly at 303-841-1071. And up next, we do have Enchanted Kitchens. If you want anything to do with your kitchen and upgrade there as we go through the holiday season, they can help you out. Find them at klzradio.com and just look for Enchanted Kitchens.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I want to say thanks to Mike at Extreme Auto Repair for doing that interview, joining us today. Really do appreciate that. A lot of great deals going on at Extreme Auto Repair. And again, if you're looking for a Christmas gift idea, their gift, you know, their key tag gift card thing is a great way to do that. And the membership promotion, I should say, is a really great way to do that. We do have in the next hour Dr. Caleb Stewart, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Charlie will get that for me, but it's African Lives Matter, too. We're talking about clean energy and how it actually helps the entire world have a leg up, and that's something that I don't think the Biden administration, I can tell you right now, they, you know, let me say it this way. I think they understand it. They just don't care. Which, frankly, is even worse than not understanding it at all. They understand fully what clean energy means, what it does, and how it lifts up the rest of the world. They're so arrogant and egotistical that, frankly, they just don't care that it helps the rest of the world out. They'll tell you out of one side of their mouth they're trying to lift up, you know, the world's, you know, poverty and so on, and yet at the same time, they'll kill clean energy. What I mean by clean energy is coal, natural gas, things that actually do create energy, not stupid wind and solar. So we'll come back and talk about that in the next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is hour number one underway. We're done. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. Hope you have a great evening. Drive safe if it is snowing outside, which it may be at that point in time. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.